Well, hey, everybody. Welcome again to our online worship service. If this is your first time joining us, we're so glad you're with us. Or if you're with us on the regular, we're so glad that you do that too. My name is Josh Erickson, and I'm one of the pastors of Park Ridge Presbyterian, and I am honored to spend this time with you whenever you might be watching this online service. Well, we're going to continue our exploration of what it means to becoming better humans in our lives, and not just better humans for the sake of being better humans, but the kind of humans that God wants us to be and why that's important in our lives. Well, again, thanks for joining us, and we're really glad to spend this time with you. It's pretty difficult to find joy in life these days for many people. I am so grateful for the people that are able to find joy in all kinds of ways, but I know that there are many people who are really struggling with finding joy in life in these days. I mean, I think about personal challenges people are facing. I think about work challenges people are facing. I do think about the global political environment that has emerged as a place that is not filled with joy, to say the least. And this is just a reality of life in many ways. But it's also true that it's become, I think, increasingly difficult to find joy in our world in this particular day and age. In the late 1900s, as my kids like to call it, I might call it the 80s and 90s, there was some optimism about the world. There was optimism about America. There was optimism about kind of the global village was emerging and these good things. But since the turn of the millennium, since 2000, it does seem like things have become increasingly difficult for more and more people. Fortunately, things like lowest global poverty is coming to be not as prevalent, but for many people, things are getting more and more difficult. Now, I think some of these things are perhaps self-inflicted, and some of these things are a product of things continuing on trend lines that they've always been on. But for all of us, finding more joy or growing more joy in our lives would be something that I hope we're all interested in being able to do. Now, in particular, if you are a follower of Jesus, then seeking to grow more joy in your life of the kind of joy that God wants for us is something that we should be interested in, because it's the kind of quality in our life that God wants for us. If you're not a follower of Jesus, if you're just a person of faith or interest watching this for whatever reason, we're glad to have you. But seeking more joy might sound good, but it's not something that you have to do. But for all of us that do follow Jesus, it's the kind of quality in our life that God wants for us. How do we know this? It's because it's one of the fruit of the Spirit that God hopes will grow in our lives. Now, we hear about the fruit of the Spirit in the book of Galatians, which is in the New Testament. It's one of the letters that was written by Paul to the people of the early church. And in particular, Paul is writing to the group of people in Galatia that are trying to get a handle on how God wants them to live in light of the love of God as seen through Jesus, and in particular, in the shifting dynamics that are coming at the time when they were trying to figure out what does following Jesus as the Messiah look like when you have Jesus calling to the highest example of love, contrasted with the law of the day. Now, for those people, the law that they were talking about was the religious Jewish law, the Torah, which is a wonderful thing to be living up to. But Jesus and then Paul's writings call people to a higher standard to see the fruit of the Spirit emerge, which is to see these things that are love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control come about. Now, the particular aim here is to see a fruit of the Spirit emerge. As we've been exploring to begin with, we need to know that this fruit word there, fruit of the Spirit, is singular. And I and many of us often like to make that the plural, fruits of the Spirit. And when we do that, what ends up happening is we think of them as nine different fruits that we should emerge in us. But I think it's important to understand that the word there is singular, fruit of the Spirit, and that those are nine characteristics of this general kind of fruit that God wants us to see grow in our lives. This is an important contrast if you ever read the book of Galatians, which I hope you'll do. The contrast here is both the law as the minimum expectation, But the contrast is also then the desire of the flesh that Paul is hoping we'll avoid. That's what the law is trying to do, is to help us to avoid the desire or desires of the flesh. The law does define the minimum expectations, but not the highest expectations, which is when the Spirit is animated in people who are following Jesus. It's kind of like our lives in our ordinary lives, right? The law, I've heard other people say this before, the law is the minimum expectation. Some people say it is, how low can you go, right? And it's how low can you go before you are a detriment to society. It's like the speed limit, right? It's the top speed you should go to be safe. You could go lower than the speed limit. You will get honked at, as I have found out. I sometimes can be a little bit of a slow driver, I'm told. But the speed limit, as opposed to, is not the maximum, right, actually. Because as soon as you go above the speed limit, it's unsafe. And the more you go above it, the more and more unsafe it gets. So what if instead we were trying to have this fruit that is so good, that shows our faith has made a difference in our lives? And so we have this evidence, this produce, the production that comes out of our lives is full of this kind of fruit. Now, it's typified by all nine, but I want us to dial into the goal of having joy as a part of our lives. Now, when we think about pursuing joy in the biblical sense, we have to be careful because it's really easy for us to confuse that with happiness. That's why we have to be careful when we think about how do we nuance all of this in our better understanding so we can have a deeper impact of how this lives out in our lives. Because what happens is if we confuse happiness and joy, then we're going to be thinking there's no joy in our lives anytime we're unhappy or anytime something goes wrong or anytime there's something that's less than fulfilling. Because what biblical joy is putting our hope in Jesus and having our confidence that God's promises will come true. And in so doing, that provides an unending joy of believing that God is with us. It's wrapped up in all of these things, of course, but having a sense that joy, the joy of the Lord that God wants for us, is to have our belief that we trust in God's promises and that God will come through on them one day. One day, every day, all the time, yes, but also one day at the very end, we have hope that God will come through with the big picture at the very end as well. And this is a vital distinction for us to understand, because if we pursue happiness and we think we're pursuing joy, we won't have the kind of produce, we won't have the kind of fruit emergence in our life that God wants for us. And then we will seek the outcome of God's promises in things that'll let us down. Because it's like these kinds of things that we put our faith in to fulfill the promises God makes to us is a bad idea. So let's put an example. Let's just say, for instance, that we put our hope in social media. That sounds ridiculous. I realize that. But that'll help us prove the point. We put our hope in social media that it's going to help us to be better connected always, help us to stay focused, to do these kinds of things. Well, what do we know? That is going to be a broken promise. A broken promise, because social media, it says it's there to help us get connected. It's there to make money for those companies. It's not that it's all bad, but if we don't understand what the goal is, then we are going to have an empty promise. But what if instead of focusing our hope and our joy there, what if we put that into God? What if we said, I am going to put my hope and my confidence in the promise of God, that God will provide connections, that a community of faith will be there to support me no matter what I'm going through the good, the bad, and the ugly of life. Those are the promises that God actually makes. And when we trust in those promises and pursue that which comes from those, we have a life of abundance. We have this amazing fruit emerge in our lives. And so I hope that as we think about growing joy, as we think about growing the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, that we will make sure that when we think about pursuing this quality of joy in our lives, that it is a call and an encouragement for each one of us to not trust in the things that'll let us down in this life, but to put our trust in God, who will never let us down. Putting our trust in God's promises and knowing that God does come through in what God actually promises will bring about unending joy and hope in our lives. That's what God wants to see grow in us. Let's pursue that and not that which is going to fail us. Would you please join with me in a time of prayer? God, we give you thanks that you are indeed a God who is faithful, that you come through to back up the promises that you actually make. God, help us to be clear that you make promises about some things and you don't make promises about everything. And God, help us to not confuse the things that you do promise and the things that you don't. God, as we seek to bring about greater joy in our lives, help us to have confidence in the promises that you hold up and help us to make sure that we don't put our hope in things that will fail us. God, as we seek to help this be true not only in our lives, but the people around us as well, help us to model what it looks like to be people who trust in you and not in the things that'll let us down. God, we pray this in your name. Amen.